The big mistake the Pharisee in his parable made was that he set up the wrong standard for himself. His standard for faithfulness and devotion was the tax collector. Actually, his standard was not just any old tax collector, but the typical first century dishonest tax collector, which he wrongly judged the man with him in the temple that day to be. So of course he looked good to himself. Compared to the typical tax collector of the day, this Pharisee was a saint, at least in terms of his public conduct. And he knew that. He was well aware of that, Pat. When we compare ourselves to other people like he did, when other human beings become our standard for evaluating ourselves, we can almost always find a reason why we are better than they are. It's very easy to do. Now, that reason may or may not be rooted in reality, but it really makes no difference whether it is or whether it isn't. Pride is still the end result of it all. So it was for this Pharisee, the Pharisee in this parable. He contrasted himself with the image he had fashioned in his mind of what this tax collector was like, and not surprisingly, it filled him with pride. He looked great to himself. As Jesus would say, it led him to exalt himself, so much so that in his prayer, he didn't ask God for anything. Notice that. He didn't ask the Lord for anything. He simply gave God a list of the religious things he had done in his life that made him so great. Needless to say, God was not impressed. The tax collector, in contrast, set up a different standard for his life and for himself. That's obvious. His standard was not another human person, not any other human person. His standard was God, the Lord, which means his standard was perfection. His standard for evaluating his life was perfect love and perfect truth and perfect holiness. And because that was his standard, he saw himself clearly, warts and all. He saw himself as he truly was, a sinner in need of God's mercy. Obviously, Jesus wants us to follow that example in our own personal lives. But you know, that can be easier said than done. That's because we live right now in a highly competitive society where we're taught to compare ourselves to other people all the time. We're taught to do that in school, in sports, at work, even sometimes in our own families. It's hard to look beyond all that competitiveness so that we can make Jesus Christ a standard for everything we say and everything we do. Hard, but not impossible. The great saints did it, and so can we by the grace of God. So let the tax collector's prayer today be a model for our personal prayer at this Mass and every day of our lives. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner.